and make a jelly or something like that out of it. I never was for all that, and I never did do much of that.
On the table to season food with, you had
little shakers. Salt shaker and a little pepper shaker and
salt
and pepper in the jar, you know, in the little shakers.
Okay.
I still got some of those, but well, a lot of people put them on the table, but they made different now to what they used to be.
Why's that? How?
They're bigger and they're made out of plastic, a lot of them.
They didn't used to be?
They didn't. They used to be out of glass, you know. They'd make them out of glass with a little shiny top.
Say, there was a bowl of fruit, peaches and apples, and somebody offers you a peach. You say no?
Thank you.
Give me what?
A piece of apple.
Or give me, I don't want a peach.
Want an apple?
Yeah, so let's say your mother or your brother offered you a peach, you say no, give me
an apple.
Uh-huh.
If it's the two in there, yeah.
Yeah, when kids came in. Were there places around here where there would be a lot of, say, peach trees or apple trees?
Oh, yeah. When we first got married, we raised a lot of peach trees and you know, peaches and plums and all that. We had an orchard, a peach orchard, you see, and we planted all that. And we raised a lot of them right out there when we first moved up here. But then the bugs got in them, the worms got in them, and you couldn't raise them. And the trees wouldn't last over 2 or 3 years after they started bearing.
Yes.
But we raised a lot of them.
Now, do you have cherries here?
I don't believe there's any cherries around here. Mm-mm. No. I don't think there's any in Louisiana.
Well, when you ate a cherry, you bite down on the, break your tooth off, maybe on a what?
On a stone? Mm-hmm.
The inside of a peach now.
Has a stone too.
Okay. What type of peaches did you have? Did you have that?
They got the cling stone and the other one. What they call the other one, I don't know.
Kind of piece that you could just break open?
You could just break open and the stone was just as clean as your hand.
That was a
cling stone. That's what we call them, I don't know.
And the other one was a free stone?
No, I got it wrong. The other one was a cling stone. This was a free stone.
Oh.
The one that you open up and could get it out, you know. And the other one, well, the meat would cling to the stone. It would stick to the stone.
Well, when you ate an apple, the part you had left was the...
Was the... What they call that? No, it's not the heart, I know. It's something else they had a name for it.
You never ate the what on the apple?
The skin.
Okay, or the core?
The core. No, you ate
the seed of apple?
No.
You just threw away
the heart of it.
Okay.
I've forgotten what they call that.
Did you ever take peaches or apples and cut them up and let them dry?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, when you left something out in the sun, say like a fruit or a vegetable, the skin would get all wrinkly and it would do what?
It would shrink up if it didn't rot. It would dry. It would dry just like a piece of paper or something, you know. Shrivel up. It would just dry up.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd usually rot.
Now, what kind of nuts did you have here?
We didn't have anything but pecans, acorns. We used to have some sweet acorns, you know.
You ever raise that kind of nut old Billy Carter likes to raise?
What is that he?
Jimmy Carter.
Oh.
He raises a lot of what?
Well, I don't know.
Over in Georgia, we raise what?
I don't know.
The president?